have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Driving Movies, continuing our Oktoberfest. Did we ever think of a name for October? Hauntober? I don't know.
Hauntober? Ghostober?
Ghostober?
Spooktober?
Yeah. Take your pick. Continuing on that line, I think we have our last matchup on Shudder here, and this matchup, I think, was their exclusives. So they're both exclusively on Shudder. This week we have Terrified going up against La Llorona from 2020. There are two different ones. The Curse of La Llorona from 2019 and then La Llorona from 2020. We did the 2020 version. But forget about that year, Rudy, when I ask you. Don't remember that. But let's get into, I guess, might as well start with La Llorona. That's from what year, Rudy?
2020.
2020.
Even though IMDb says 2019.
Oh, IMDb says, oh, it does say 2019. Oh, well, you figure it out.
Pick a year, yeah. Yeah.
It's the one in Spanish. I think the other one is English. That is directed by Jairo Bustamante. Written by Jairo Bustamante and Lisandro Sanchez. That stars Maria Mercedes Caroy as Alma, Sabrina de la Haz as Natalia, Margarita Canefic as Carmen, and Julio Diaz as Enrique. That is going up against Terrified from what year?
Is it 2018?
It is 2017.
No. So close. So close.
That is directed by Demian Rugna. Also written by Demian Rugna. That stars Maximiliano Guion as Comisario Funes. Norberto Gonzalo as Llano. Elvira Oneto as Mora Albrecht. And George L. Lewis as Rosenstock. Both in the Spanish language. So if you like foreign films as well as horror movies, this week is the week for you. But I will turn it over to you, Rudy, now to go over what these movies are about.
Yeah, so you have La Llorona, and that is about... So it's a general... It's based on... I had to do some research on this because it's in Guatemala, and there was a historic event that I had no idea. So they had the Guatemalan Civil War, and the government was basically, there was basically a genocide of Mayan people. And I didn't know this existed. Horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that we never learned about this. But it's based on that, and it follows the general who was in charge of the army at that time, the government army. And he's older now, but he's been put on trial for the crimes he committed of genocide, and he's found guilty. So he's kind of trapped in his house now by protesters, and, you know, he's not feeling well. But they get a new innkeeper to assist, and there's something suspicious about her. And then spooky things start happening. Yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. And then you have Terrified, which is takes place in Buenos Aires, and it's about a neighborhood. That there's some weird things happening in this neighborhood. It seems like every neighbor is experiencing something odd happening in their house, whether it's paranormal or someone dying. So it's up to a police officer, a paranormal investigator, and a few of the paranormal investigator's colleagues to figure out what's going on in this town.
Yeah. Two, I would say, very different approaches in films. in terms of the horror element.
Yes.
But let's talk about the writing, because I'm sure we'll dive into that a little bit more in that category. What did you think of these two?
These are interesting. I don't know if I loved them. So on La Llorona, it's very slow burn. I think it takes a good half hour before anything spooky starts. And this movie's not that long, but it's a good half hour before anything spooky starts happening. You see kind of the general going on trial. You see his sickness, and for a while it's hard to catch on. Mm-hmm. Especially when you don't know, I didn't know anything about the Guatemalan Civil War. I was like, I don't really know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And about 20 minutes in, I was like, I think that's a general, and I think he's on trial for genocide. And then you kind of put it together. And that's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
But, so the writing is simple. Things are kind of obvious. Mm-hmm. And it's a slow burn. That's like my summary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very slow burn. I was actually going to say the same thing as you, where it's like a solid 45 minutes into the movie and you're watching it and you're like, is this a horror movie or is this yeah, just like exactly. a political drama?
Yeah.
Which I guess in its own way has horror elements to it, because it's about genocide and the terrible things that war can bring upon a people or a nation. I think it does a good job of still being an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Even without a lot of the upfront horror elements. And even when the horror elements come into play, they're not very in your face. They're very subtle. There's some creepy things that happen, but again, those creepy things are also kind of like slow burns as well within mm-hmm. within those moments. Where you're like, is this actually like a creepy thing that's happening? Or is it just creepy because they're dragging it out so slowly, you know?
Yeah.
I actually thought the story itself from start to finish was really well written in terms of being able to tell the story of kind of what happened with mm-hmm. the war and the repercussions of it and how it's affected the people around them, and then also tie that into kind of a horror lore, I guess. I think that it may be a little too slow of a burn for me to really give the writing that much praise, just because it's a short movie, but it's also dragged out quite a bit, where there's moments in it where you're like, okay, get what's happening now. They can start to speed it up here. It could have been tighter writing.
Yeah. I gotcha. Then we have Terrified as our next movie. That one, I'm giving it right off the bat. I didn't like it as much. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the writing aspect.
Yeah.
I didn't understand most of it. And I was thinking about it. I watched it last night, and I was thinking about it all day today. I was like, I don't really understand.
It's very choppy.
I don't understand what these creatures are. It took me a while to understand that a good amount of the movie is actually like a flashback.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or peering back in time. Like, half of it, I think the first half. I was like, oh, okay, that. I didn't realize we were at a different time. You mm-hmm. don't do a good job of letting you know. There's no, like, there might be subtle hints.
Yeah.
Because there's someone who is locked up, and then all of a sudden he's not. And you're like, oh, what? Where am I at in this?
And then you're like, oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. I finally caught on. Mm-hmm. Or I guess when they flash back to the present time. I don't know. That and the whole creatures, I don't understand what they are.
Yeah. So, with Terrified, and kind of going back to La Llorona, they're very different in their approach, like I mentioned before. And I think that is because La Llorona really focuses more on the story aspect of it, and then has horror elements kind of sprinkled in to support its overarching story.
Mm-hmm.
Terrified is the exact opposite, yeah. Where I think it's built around horror elements, and they're just trying to put a story together to fit those horror elements.
That's a perfect description, for sure.
Because it's definitely more upfront in its spooks and its visuals and the creepy things that happen. And I think a lot of the creepy things are actually written really well in the sense that they are pretty creepy and, you know, would freak me out. And in terms of like a haunted house type of approach, I think the way that they scoped out like certain scenes and certain horror elements, I think those like single moments were written really well. But when you piece them all together, it just kind of felt real choppy to me. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think they did a really good job of explaining why these paranormal investigators are there. And even when they're there, you don't really know what they're doing, and stuff just starts happening, and you're like, but what, like, why do these people care?
Yeah.
And you don't really ever find out, kind of like you said, what these things are, or why they're doing the things that yeah. they are. And so it just seems like they made a movie to show a lot of creepy horror elements, and I think they did a good job with that,
mm-hmm.
to a sense. But when they then took those elements and were like, all right, now let's build a story around this. I mean, it's a movie you can follow to a point, but when you really think about the writing and the story, you're like, actually, I don't know what that movie was about.
yeah, exactly. So, that's a perfect description.
I would give it to La Llorona because I think they actually focused a lot of their time on the story and the writing. It just, when you go into it expecting a horror movie, it might be a little too slow to really appreciate the writing that they do. Because I think if I went into it expecting like a political drama, I would have been like, wow, that was a really well done movie and a well-told story. But when you go into it expecting a horror movie and you get like 45 minutes in and you're like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Why is this on Shudder?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. La Llorona.
What do you think about the characters?
So, characters. I'll start with La Llorona again. So you have the general, which...
Was it Enrique?
Enrique, yeah, the general. So he's the old man, he's ill, but he's the one that is on trial for this genocide because he was in charge of the army at that time mm-hmm. when they were going around and killing people. So it does focus a lot around him and the stress he's under. I think he does a good job. I don't see anything wrong with his acting. Everything is fine with him. I don't know if there's really any standout acting or characters in this movie.
Not really.
You kind of just... They're like one... They seem like one family to me. Like mm-hmm. one... Almost like one character. Because yeah. they're all very similar. Then you have the maids. There's one maid and then the new maid that comes in, Alma. She's the one that kind of is spooky. She is a native Mayan. So... Yeah, that's you'll probably see how that turns out. But for the characters, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the acting was really well done. Like you said, there's not really a character that you connect with necessarily, but I do like the way that they present, because it's the general, his wife, his daughter,
mm-hmm.
and then his daughter has a daughter who lives with them as well. So you're seeing a lot of kind of confliction with the daughter because her dad is on trial for genocide and she's very, you know, close with her family and close with her dad and stands by her family, but then is also kind of seeing all of the protesters and starting to hear a lot of the court's decision and ruling and case against her dad. And then stuff happens throughout the movie where he also makes some poor decisions that I think further her trust in his judgment and his character. So I thought that was a good aspect of the storyline to have her character kind of in there as someone who doesn't know which side to take. You know, you have,
yeah,
you have Enrique, who's older, and whether he believes he did it or not is kind of against the idea that he should be on trial, and doesn't believe that, you know, he said he is innocent and doesn't believe he's guilty of anything. His wife, who is very adamantly at his side, but as the movie goes, she, things happen to her that also maybe start to put some distrust in her husband.
Yeah.
And then Alma, her character is there to be kind of the creepy element. She does all right.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if it's creepy because it's actually creepy or if it's just creepy because the shots that they do are like really long, slow shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of creepy.
Then we have Terrified. So these characters were a little bit more distinguishable for me.
Mm-hmm.
You have the older policeman.
Funes?
He's the one that I would relate to because he is in the, throughout, at the more towards the end of the movie, they're trying to figure out what is happening in the house. And he's in the house. It's late. Things are getting spooky. He's like, I gotta get out of here. Like, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out. Eventually he has a heart attack, which is something that might happen when things are real spooky.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's one that acts how normal people would act in this situation.
His character, just to kind of piggyback off of what you just said, his character, while I liked his character, it was kind of weird in that type of movie, because with the addition of his character, I feel like at times it was kind of comedic with like his responses.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, oh yeah, these investigators, spooky stuff starts happening and they're like, ooh, this is cool. Do you see this? And he's like, I don't like this. So like at times, like I feel like the movie was trying to be like really scary and spooky, but his character in there kind of like made it a little bit more lighthearted, because you're sure. Like, oh, that's how, like you said, that's how I would react. I would yeah. be out of that house.
Yeah. Yeah, the other characters, we mainly see the older cop.
Yeah.
And the paranormal investigator towards the end. And then the neighbors that are, things are happening to, kind of are put in there just as things are happening to them.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of them have large roles.
No one really has a large role. It jumps around much. And I think it goes back to the writing, where it just jumps around so much and they don't really have a clear story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
That these characters are just kind of there, honestly. They're more entertaining to watch because they have more personality, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really get enough time with any of them to connect with them, except for maybe Funes.
That's why, yeah, even though they're more distinguishable and Terrified, I'd probably give my point to La Llorona.
Yeah.
For that reason, just because they are more well done.
I would agree. I would give it to La Llorona. I think the characters are better scoped out, that I understand what they're going through, and I think their dynamics with each other work well to the story. Terrified, you could replace any of those characters with Joe Schmo, and the movie would play out same way. Like,
for
none
sure.
None of them really have that much of an impact on the movie itself. What about music?
This was a lot of I was specifically listening for music for these two. I was like, Shudder Originals, what's the music going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I feel like it was just general suspense. There was one, I can't remember which one it is. I probably was terrified because there were some things in that movie that were goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember any specific songs, even though I tried to listen for them. I can't remember them.
I'll tell you right now, there is no songs in either movie.
It's just like suspense, orchestra.
Yeah, La Llorona is just like low, constant, like low humming of whatever, violins or something like that. There's not really like any actual melody to the music or anything like that. It's just low, constantly low.
I think, yes, it was La Llorona where I thought I heard like a leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I had to keep taking off my headphones. And I was like, is someone in my neighborhood? Like,
and it was just the music?
Blowing leaves? Yeah, and it was just the music.
That's a perfect way to describe it. Yeah, like that's kind of what it sounded like. It was just constantly, it was like one note. Just to build, like, suspense. But beyond that, because I think the movie was more of almost like a political drama, there wasn't a lot of, like, musical transitions or music moments within that film. Terrified, on the other hand, almost blew my eardrums out, like, 8 times. Also, not really a musical score, just... Like, anytime something scary happened, it was like that loud, it would be like a loud drum bang with high-pitched violins, but not in any sort of, like, melodic fashion. It was just like, all right, when this thing happens, everyone is going to play your instrument as loud as you can. Doesn't matter what happens. That's exactly how I feel like the music was in Terrified.
I did have some jump scares in Terrified.
Yes.
Mainly because it was so loud in my ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It spooked me.
I mean, the music did help get those scares going because it was so loud, but to call it music, ooh, that's a stretch. I don't know. It's just noise.
So which movie had the better noise?
I've done this before, and I'm invoking it again. Neither gets a point from me because I don't think either one was any good in this category.
No, it was just general. Eh, I'm with you.
What about Tech?
Tech. This was an easy one for me. La Llorona. Those shots, and I kept staring at them. They did it all throughout. They almost had it like they would set the camera up at like the corner of the room or the side. And there was one where it was, like, even under a bunk bed. Like, you're laying against the wall on the bottom bunk. And you can see the top bunk, you can see the bottom, and you're kind of looking out. And almost sometimes into two rooms. Like, you're in the hallway standing, and you can see into two rooms, and it's just there. And you're watching everything play out. You're not moving with a character.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that a lot. Yeah. I think that did help with the suspense, because, like, the more that camera stayed there, the bigger my eyes got. I was like...
You're looking all around like, the scene, like...
I know something's gonna happen. Yeah, I know something's gonna happen!
That bunk bed scene. Well, that one is pretty spooky.
Because you have someone going to bed, you have someone walking into the bathroom, and you're just watching everything go down.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fly on the wall. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
I think the cinematography in La Llorona was really good. One of the scenes I really enjoyed, and I don't know why, I just think it was done really well because it seemed so natural, was so the general, when he is found guilty, he kind of has like a heart attack himself and has to go to the hospital and whatnot. And then actually on the news, I think you hear that the courts overturned it and they reversed whatever decision.
Right.
And he's in the hospital and they're transporting him home, but because of the decision... There's lots of protesters and lots of people kind of swarming his like place of residence and the hospital and everything like that. And you have this scene that's shot in the ambulance, like taking him home. And it's, you're in the ambulance and it's cramped Like it feels like an actual ambulance. Like, I feel like I've seen ambulance scenes in movies before.
Yeah.
But they always seem like you're watching a movie, you know? Like, it doesn't feel like you're in there. But this shot, it's so cramped because you have the wife and the daughter in there, along with, like, the security guard and the medics. You can hear, like, the siren of the ambulance on the outside. It's really loud in the ambulance. You can't hear anything. And then as they're pulling up to the house, because of all the protesters, you hear them, like, smacking on the car. But you don't actually see the protesters, so you're just inside this ambulance, and all of a sudden you just hear smack, 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 and it, like, gets louder and louder and louder. And, like, the security guard's like, okay, you know, when we get out of here, just keep going forward, don't stop and everything like that. And it just felt like I was in the ambulance, like, I was getting prepped to get out and face all those protesters.
Like, I'm ready.
Like, this is horrifying, and it's not even, like, a horror element.
Yep.
So I think the movie did a good job of really making it feel natural and putting you in the place of what's happening. Kind of like you said, like, you're a fly on the wall, and you're experiencing these things with the characters as well. So I think they did a really good job in the tech aspect for that.
Terrified. Cringy. So, the first scene, I don't know if you caught it, there is one scene where someone gets lifted up and is getting banged up against the walls. I was like, oh, is this how the rest of it's going to be going? Because it didn't even look like a real person. And it looked computer animated for sure.
So, the CGI in that movie's not good. The thought and the idea of what they were trying to do, super creepy. Like, that scene is actually
terrifying.
Pretty creepy.
Yeah.
But because the CGI is so bad, it's almost like a love-hate relationship where you're watching this movie and you're like, wow, that's really cool. Ugh, it looks terrible, though. You know, like, that happens so many times in that movie where I was like, wow, this would be a really cool, creepy scene. It just looks so cheesy.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was just budgeting or what, but I definitely think if they went more practical, and there are, I feel like there are practical moments in that movie which are creepy, like with the son who's at the kitchen table.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Like, that's pretty creepy, and it looked pretty well done.
Yeah.
There's a scene where a little boy goes up to, like, the glass door outside and, like, knocks on the door. Terrifying. There's lots of terrifying moments in that movie to live up to the name of terrified. Like, it displays a lot of creepy moments. And I think the writing really focused on those creepy moments, and it shows. It's just a shame that the special effects and the way that they shot those scenes didn't help keep it creepy, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it kind of takes you out of it because you're like, oh, that's cheesy. It's a creepy thing that's happening, but am I scared? Not really, because it looks like something, like, it looks like I played a computer game with these creatures in it back in 2003. So, La Llorona gets another point.
Yeah, that had me pretty spooked. And it was very well done. Gets my point as well.
What'd you enjoy more?
Ooh. So, I really enjoyed La Llorona compared to Terrified.
Yeah.
Just because the story was good. Horrible story, but good. There were the elements in there. I don't need jump scares. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather have the creep factor of, like, oh, this is...
like the slow burn creep factor.
Yeah, like, this is nuts. Like, forget this. Yeah, the jump scares, but Terrified, it's just... I don't understand it now. I don't understand what they're going for.
Yeah.
But like you said, they did the horror elements. They did it well. But I would pick La Llorona.
Yeah, I think for this matchup, it's tough because I think the better movie overall is La Llorona. Did I have fun watching Terrified? Kind of. I mean, I liked a lot of the horror elements they did. It was kind of a confusing story of what story there was. So it was kind of hard to get, like, fully invested into the movie. But for a horror matchup, I think Terrified definitely delivers more on kind of that horror element. And if you're looking for a movie that's spooky and will get under your skin, I think Terrified does a better job of that. So I was entertained more in that aspect of it. La Llorona was definitely more of a slower burn. I really enjoyed the story, and I liked the way that it played out through the movie. If I was looking for a good horror movie to watch, I probably wouldn't watch that movie. Just because I think it is a little too slow, mm-hmm. and there's not enough horror element in there for me to really justify it being a horror movie?
Yeah.
No, I guess you. I would just consider it more of like a political drama.
But spooky.
With a
hint.
With a hint of spookiness, yeah. So which one I enjoyed more? I guess I'd say La Llorona. I think I had less issues with that movie than I did with Terrified. I liked more things. I can't even say that. I liked more things in La Llorona because I gave it all points. I like the horror element more in Terrified, but that's not enough to give it that much of a boost over La Llorona. I don't know if I'd watch either one again, though.
I wouldn't. There's much better films out there.
And I definitely recommend watching them. Like, if someone was like, should I watch this movie? I'd be like, yeah, it was worth a watch. But if someone was like, do you want to watch this movie with me? No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Let's watch something else. Have fun. There you have it.
What do we have next week?
Ooh, next week we have one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Ooh,
going up against a movie that I actually have not seen yet, and that is The Fog and Ghost Ship.
Ooh, spooky. Spooky ships and spooky fog.
I'll let the listeners decide which is which.
Yeah.
But one is my favorite, and one I haven't seen yet. So
I think I know.
Should be a good matchup. Till next time.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.